Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Today is Tuesday, April 9th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. The Niners announced two signings yesterday, one we knew about, one we didn't. The first was running back Patrick Taylor, which we told you about a while ago. The second was backup tight end Eric Saubert, who we did not know about. The Niners obviously needed a backup tight end since the whole Brock Wright thing didn't happen. Saubert was a fifth-round pick of the Atlanta Falcons in 2017. He has been on 10 teams since then. Last year, he spent 10 games between the Texans and the Cowboys and had a grand total of 12 receiving yards. Sort of tells you what his role is going to be this year in San Francisco. He has also played almost 1,500 special team snaps in his career. As Matt Barrows put it earlier on Twitter, think of him as an older, cheaper Charlie Warner. If you're keeping track now, the 49ers tight ends are George Kittle, Braden Willis, Eric Saubert, Cam Latu, and Jake Tungs. Doesn't mean they won't take one in the draft, but that's what the room looks like to this point. Man, I hope somebody emerges from that scrum. The other story of the day takes us to Philadelphia, where new Eagles wide receiver Paris Campbell had some pretty interesting comments to the Philadelphia Inquirer about his new teammate, Saquon Barkley. Quote, "I know there's a bunch of debate between Saquon and Christian McCaffrey, and don't get me wrong, Christian McCaffrey is by far one of the best running backs in the league. But being able to see Saquon up close and personal, being in the same locker room on the same team, man, he's a different guy when he's on that field, honestly. And running behind that offensive line that we have, I think it's going to be pretty scary for defenses." Paris, hate to break it to you. Saquon might be good. He ain't Christian McCaffrey. Let's go to the numbers. Even if you take just McCaffrey's time with the 49ers, which is 27 games, and you give Saquon Barkley his last 2 years in the NFL, McCaffrey still has more yards from scrimmage, almost a yard and a half more per touch, and 11 more touchdowns. I'm sorry, Saquon Barkley might be good. He's not Christian McCaffrey. Nobody is Christian McCaffrey. That's why he's the reigning offensive player of the year. That's why he can score 20 plus friggin' touchdowns for the 49ers. I don't care how good Philadelphia's offensive line is going to be. Saquon is not CMC. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Tuesday. Apparently, there's at least one anonymous scout out there who thinks Brock Purdy is really good. Like, really good. Like, really? Okay, you get the point. If you want to read the quotes, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch. The Pastronaut was back in Cleveland at a NASA event for the eclipse yesterday. He gave a little interview. He talked about his love of that and also why he signed with the 49ers and why he is so excited to be there. If you want to see the video, click the link again in the description of this episode. One thing you may have missed, the Patriots locked up safety Kyle Duggar to a four-year deal with a base of $58 million and a max of $66 million. $32.5 million of that is fully guaranteed. Why do you care about that? Because that means the price tag for Talanoa Hufanga just went up. It's going to be very interesting to see how the 49ers handle him. Right now, it sure looks like they're not going to shell out a lot of money to keep Hufanga in San Francisco. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to the YouTube channel as well. Click the bell. You'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, it'll be Steph Sanchez and Jason Aponte. We call it the Bully Ball Podcast. Make sure you join us for that. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. Enjoy your Tuesday, everybody. We'll talk later today.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.